Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Eric Matti.
Hello.
You very much for being here.
Glad to be here.
I'm just going to tell you something that I said before the beginning of the interview. For me, my personal golden line goes to the film that you're presenting here, On the Job, The Missing Eight.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
it's
you
a real so much. To have you.
We're excited for the premiere later.
Yeah.
We're excited and nervous because it's the first time we're presenting it to a real audience, and I don't know how they would accept it, but coming from you gives me a little more confidence.
Yeah, they will accept it very, very well, I'm sure. Because here's the thing, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's a 3 hours and a half long movie, but it felt like it flew while I was watching it.
Oh, nice.
There's so much creativity here, and I'm wondering, like, where does that come out of? I mean, it's so eclectic, you know. Does it come from real life? Does it come from your imagined life?
No, I think, aside from the influence of it being a gangster film, generally, I wanted it to feel a bit crazy. I wanted the audience to get the tone of Philippines as a country can be crazy, with crazy characters, with crazy moments, and that includes a prisoner assassin with a crooked nose.
Yes.
And then
we just talked to him.
Yeah.
He didn't have a crooked nose.
You just saw him, and that's like, that was good. It should feel immediate, raw, and fast, and you know.
Has there ever been a film like this made in the Philippines? I feel like this is something that we see from the States, but you know, you're showing that you know it can be done elsewhere too.
Well, I've always been. I grew up with American movies,
right.
American movies, Italian westerns, Chinese kung fu, my sensibilities are really a genre.
Okay.
So I love watching genre films. And once in the Philippines, to do a movie, you need to do a genre, but you need to smuggle in your own ideas so that you can do something more substantial.
Sure.
In On the Job, for example, it looks like just another gangster film or investigative film. But altogether, it talks about an entire country of what it feels like to be there.
Obsession with power, is that something that...
And also the mix of who's lying and who's not lying.
Yeah, this is something that I've been noticing in films lately, perhaps because of the times that we've been living in. It's a strange time. I mean, it's difficult to know who we can trust these days, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. and deliberately in the film, that has been dealt with, because in the beginning you find that you mistrust Sisoy, and then towards the end you start trusting him, and then the guy that disappeared, you love him for his integrity as a journalist, and then slowly it gets broken and you discover other things about him.
That's another thing. I mean, there's so much in this film, and I just wanted to ask you, how do you structure, because there's so many ideas. Do you have like an organized way that you kind of come up with your stories?
I love the editing stage. The toughest part of this film is the editing stage.
Right.
Because a lot, if you notice, there are a lot of segments that are on motion graphics.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And without doing it ahead of time, it's hard to tell the flow of the film.
Yes.
So we had to work on it as early as possible, even if it's just stand-ins. Yeah. Because as a flow, it took us more than a year to figure out how to really tell it. I had to move around some scenes.
Yes.
Originally, the way it's written, we intercut the life of the prisoner and the life of the journalist together.
Oh,
this time around, what you saw in the final cut is, let's trust chunks of their storylines. So you see them once, and then you see five scenes of them before you move to another character. That made it easier for us to understand the flow of the movie.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And you totally get lost in it. I love it. You know, you mentioned the motion graphics. I also have to mention great use of music.
Yes, I love music. Something we're proud of, and it's really expensive.
I need to get a list of the soundtrack because I need to figure out, I need to listen to all of the tunes that were played. We got to go because we don't want to make people angry. I would talk with you for 3 hours and a half, around the time, but we have to go. But it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.